This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Italian island of Capri is beefing up security measures ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting, where ministers from major Western powers are expected to present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
On Tuesday, Israel's war cabinet was set to meet for the third time in 3 days, according to an official. It will decide on a response to Iran's first ever direct attack. Iran launched the attack on Saturday in retaliation for an airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st, attributed to Israel. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the weekend that the United States, Israel's main protector, would not participate in an Israeli counterstrike.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A senior Israeli lawmaker said on Tuesday, when Israel responds to the unprecedented weekend Iranian drone and missile salvos, its aim will be to send a message of deterrence to Tehran while drawing a line under this round of hostilities.
We'll have to react. Iranians will know that we reacted. And I sincerely hope that it will teach them a lesson that you can't attack a sovereign country just because you find it doable.
Yuli Edelstein said among Israeli considerations in planning a counterstrike includes the war wariness of Western powers. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of potential global economic spillovers from rising tensions in the Middle East. Yellen made her remarks on Tuesday as global finance ministers and central bankers gather for meetings in Washington this week. This is VOA News.